So we're going to move from arbitration back into the courtroom. The next presentation, it will be the anatomy of a TRO and a temporary injunction hearing. Our panelists to discuss the topic will give their perspectives from different sides of the bench. Making their way up, we've got Phyllida Tennant, my colleague from Vinson & Elkins in Houston. I will go next door anytime I have a question about a TRO or a TI and ask Phyllida. She is a Harvard Law grad. She has an extensive labor and employment practice with a particular expertise and experience in unfair competition matters, restrictive covenant advising and litigation. With Phyllida is another Harvard Law grad, Judge Lauren Reeder from the 234th Civil District Court in Harris County. Judge Reeder has held that position since 2019. Before that, she was a former assistant district attorney where she had significant first chair experience, a former firm lawyer, and she is a judge who consistently rates as one of the highest scoring judges on the Houston Bar Association's judicial evaluation poll.
Thank you, Sean. It's always nice to hear such nice words from your boss. But Lauren also is someone that I've admired my entire, or Judge Reeder is someone that I've admired my entire career, including from the point of time where she recruited me to come work at a firm and then promptly left it.
That is true.
But we've forgiven and we've moved on. And Lauren, or Judge Reeder, you are a judge in Harris County, Texas.
Yes.
What are, I thought I'd start out just sort of setting the stage, what are the types of employment matters that you see come before you, and you might throw in a word about the Harris County Ancillary Court System for a TRO hearing?
Sure. So thank you everyone for having us this afternoon. I know we're the last thing standing between you all and happy hour, so I'll try to
we'll try
to make this exciting and interactive, as exciting as TRO and temporary injunction conversations can be. The Harris County, you know, the ancillary system in Harris County is a little unique, and different counties kind of have different practices. Obviously, we have 24 civil district courts, and when a case is filed, it lands in any particular one of our courts, and we handle it from inception to disposition. The exception being if there's a TRO being requested in any case, whether it's first being filed or if it's a TRO in a case that has been pending for years, but then, you know, an emergency matter comes up. We have an ancillary court that sits for 2 weeks at a time. Every one of us in December, we draw out of a hat and we get a schedule for who's going to be on call for 2 weeks out of the year. And, you know, then we are the ancillary judge for that time. We don't put the schedule out so that you can't kind of figure out who's going to be next. So when a TRO is filed, if I'm sitting ancillary, the ancillary clerk will alert me and we'll set it for hearing. And the types of employment matters that I see most often on the ancillary TRO docket are kind of what you would expect. Non-compete, non-solicitation issues, trade secret issues relating to the taking of confidential information from a former employer, usually. And those are the types of things that I see for the most part on sort of the ancillary docket that parties, at least allege, need sort of extraordinary and immediate relief.
I've heard that no judge sits on ancillary twice in 1 year. Is that true?
That is true, technically. We sit for 2 week periods at a time, although we trade often. You know, if somebody, you know, you get scheduled and you need somebody to cover for you, our local rules pertain, allow us to trade, although there has to be an order signed by the administrative judge that makes that official. Also, sometimes judges will recuse on temporary restraining orders for particular reasons. If it's a case they would have recused themselves on, if it was pending before them. That doesn't happen as much in these kinds of cases. So typically, you know, once that judge is done with their 2 weeks, it's the, you know, they start on the 1st and go through the 15th, and the 15th through the end of the month. So, you know, when you're choosing when to file your petitions, if you don't, you know, love the ancillary judge as much, just wait till the next kind of, you might get a better one, you might not. I don't know. We're all good.
So I thought it would be interesting to talk about the drafting of a petition seeking temporary restraining order and particularly the proposed order. What are some common issues that you have seen in the drafting of papers that have come before you, the mistakes, in other words, that the plaintiffs may have made?
Sure. So, you know, when you're drafting your petition for a temporary injunction or temporary restraining order, it's often included in your original petition. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you'll file a petition and then, you know, with a week later, you'll realize, oh, actually, we need to file an application for a TRO.